This week came word that the Voice of America, the U.S. government-funded broadcaster, is transferring much of its overnight news operation from Washington to China. VOA will hire 8 news writers and editors to work in Hong Kong. 2 editors in Washington will still supervise them. Union officials cried foul, saying the job should stay with U.S. citizens stateside. VOA Director David Jackson says the move to Hong Kong will expand the station's presence in an increasingly important part of the world.
We have a big audience in East Asia and in China, and we need to have more people on the ground to help cover. We have stringers, of course, all over the world. We have an operation in Hong Kong already, and we saw an opportunity to not only increase our coverage, but also save some money.
About how much do you estimate will be saved?
We are certain we're going to save at least $300,000 a year, not just one-time cost, but every year doing this.
Are you concerned, though, that China, which now controls Hong Kong, might, for instance, expel some of VOA journalists? I mean, they've done that in the past after the Tiananmen Square massacre happened.
We've never had any problem with our news operation out of Hong Kong. We've had a bureau in Hong Kong off and on for decades.
Although it was under British rule at that point.
Sure, but it hasn't changed. If we or any other journalistic organization were to see any hindrances to our doing business in Hong Kong, we'd be gone the next day. We've got a bureau in Beijing. We work from there. I don't see anybody saying, how can you do business out of Beijing?
Although hasn't the government there at times jammed VOA's website and broadcasts?
They do. China is the only country that regularly jams our broadcast now.
And you're not worried they're going to extend that power into Hong Kong?
No, I'm really not, because we've had an operation there. This is not new. We've been working there just fine.
David Jackson is director of the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sanford Unger is a former director of Voice of America. He served from 1999 to 2001 and is now president of Goucher College in Baltimore. He has an article about VOA in the upcoming issue of Foreign Affairs. Welcome, Mr. Unger.
Glad to be with you, Jennifer.
So what do you think about the move of part of VOA's overnight shift newscast operations to Hong Kong?
The problems with it, I think, are at least as much symbolic as real. The idea of news of the world being written for the Voice of America and in an independent American way from Hong Kong is just a little bit hard to imagine. And I suppose there's always the possibility about, you know, of some kind of crackdown in Hong Kong, some kind of monitoring of what is going forth. I think it would give a lot of people trouble to think that for whatever it is, 7 hours every night, the news product of the American government-sponsored broadcast agency coming out of Hong Kong.
Do you see the move as part of any larger trend at VOA?
I think what's happening is particularly unfortunate is that VOA is being squeezed down. There's a certain amount of doublethink about this. They announce great steps forward for VOA while shrinking various VOA functions. This is serious, but perhaps not as serious as the fact that VOA is now broadcasting the news in standard English only 14 hours a day instead of 24. That occurred in 2 different installments, the cutbacks in English. The BBC has 2 24-hour-a-day streams in English. Other countries have English broadcasts, Australia, Japan, Germany, and American broadcasts in English have been cut down, apparently because of a decision by the staff of the Broadcasting Board of Governors.
Which oversees VOA.
That's right. That English is no longer a so-called priority one language for VOA. Now, you know, that just strikes me as absurd on its face.
Tell me how VOA has changed as world politics have changed. I mean, the focus has really shifted from Eastern Europe, and now U.S. foreign policy is certainly directed at the Middle East. What about VOA's operations?
To be sure, VOA had a very particular role in the Cold War, and many countries in Central and Eastern Europe now have independent media of their own, and it made sense to cut back on the broadcast to countries that had developed some of their own media after the communist era. The big need that VOA fulfills around the world now is in countries that have no media at all that can be depended upon, that have very few sources of reliable world news. and VOA stepped into that role.
Sanford Unger's article on the Voice of America is in the upcoming issue of Foreign Affairs. He's a former director of VOA, currently president of Goucher College, and a former host of NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.